That's how it starts. The fever, the rage, the feeling of powerlessness that turns good men cruel.
Darkness is your ally. You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. But then it was nothing to me but blinding. The shadows betray you because they belong to me.
Starting tonight, I'm a man of my word.
We're here to fuck shit up.
Just a radio show
with your host,
Troy Hill.
You have heard so much about him. But in a few minutes, you're going to hear from him.
You know who I am. You don't know where I am. And you'll never see me coming.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by our mystery sponsor, a product that is so good that they're paying us to keep anyone from associating it with this program.
KABS, Coast to Coast.
This is the Justice Radio Show. Let's go ahead and go to my co-host, it's Gina and Lisa. Go ahead and give the floor to Lisa so she can provide us with this topic for this evening.
This has always been kind of a controversial topic amongst my friends. And so
we don't deal with controversy. Time
we bring it to the Just Us Radio listeners.
We don't.
And
we don't,
it's about passwords.
We don't deal with controversy very well on the show. Okay, go ahead.
Say it again.
I said we don't deal with controversy very well on the show, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm bracing.
This is involving passwords and social media and your significant others, or even the password to your phone. How do you feel about, would you, do you, if you're in a current relationship, does your significant other have your passwords to your phone and all your social media, your email, or if you get in a relationship, how do you feel about that?
I can't answer the question. I haven't been in a relationship since like the last season of Sanford and Son, so I wouldn't know. I'm just gonna say if I'm in a relationship and me and her are cool and we're like perfectly like cool and stuff, I wouldn't have a problem with any of that type of stuff. But there would have to be some type of understanding that I have zero or no control over what dumb shit some people might end up posting or saying.
Sending you those nudies in the DMs.
I wouldn't know anything about that. I mean, that's hearsay.
It goes down in the DM.
I wouldn't know about that.
Live. Hit the button. Hit it right now.
What button? There is no button.
What button y'all tell me about? Hit it. Hit the button.
Whatever. Right? But that's, I mean,
Troy.
I'm talking about like regular like social conversation. That's one thing, but I'm not doing anything else. But then again, I'm single, so it doesn't matter. But I'm single.
But like you said, you don't have control over what people send you, and you know people have sent you stuff, and you're like, "What the? Shut the front door!"
Oh no, I might have had. I like your Superman T-shirt. Here's me in mine. Here's me with my shirt pulled up, and you know it. It could, here's me with no shirt at all. I mean, yeah, it could probably happen. I don't know. It could possibly happen. I don't know.
You don't know, you're just saying. You just heard about
it. I hear several stories. And everybody's talking about it, people. It's so, so terribly sad.
Uh-uh. You know, as long as everybody's on the up and up, and if you're not doing any dirt, you don't have anything to hide.
Well, that's a different category, though. If you're single and said party is single, that's one thing. But if you're not, that's something completely different, I guess. I don't know. But I'm just saying, okay. if I'm in a relationship.
Okay, so do you have to be married for these rules to be in effect, or if y'all are in just a serious relationship?
No, if I'm in a serious relationship, shit's on lockdown. You know, I'm just done. There's no need or purpose for anything else. But I mean, they would have to understand that this is a radio show, and I do promote the radio show, and I do post pictures of myself, you know, on my page, or wherever the case may be, and I'm not responsible for what anybody might say crazily.
Well, hopefully that person that you'd be in a relationship with would be secure enough to see, okay, this is them responding to his pictures and not you responding to them.
Well, true. I mean, all I do is just say thanks, tip my hat, and move on. Be like, ma'am. But, I mean, me and Gina's had this conversation before and stuff about, you know, with the hey, sailor, you know, the, you know.
Hey, sailor. Super, 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 super. Hey, sailor. Radio show, DJ. Hey, sailor.
I think if you have nothing to hide with your significant other, which I believe it should be, like, it's most likely, like, the marriage that you would not, you shouldn't have that type of a lock, in a sense, I guess, on your phone. Because if you have nothing to hide, then there's no reason
for
the lock.
But there's another dimension to that, though. If you're married with kids, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're married and your woman's at home and you're sitting there bored off your ass at work, then all of a sudden you'd be like, click, I'm going to be like, you have a message. And all of a sudden I'm going to be giving you this tonight when I get home. You know, you don't want your kids to be seeing that shit. Well, it's true, right? So you got to have it locked if you got kids, right? You don't want your
kids. Well, no, but what I'm saying is that between you and your significant other, if you have nothing to hide, then there shouldn't be the lock.
Or at least being annoying.
But there's a fine line between just having your own personal privacy still and where's the line of having that privacy?
No, because
you don't want your significant other to see what you're reading. Maybe you read a certain type of a novel or something and you don't want them to read it, or you don't want them to see that you're planning. I don't know. I mean, I think that that's a fine line. And I think
true,
whoever the relationships are in between, I think that's where the agreement has to be between the people. And if you're comfortable with it or you're not comfortable with it, as long as you two are in agreement of what's going on, then that's what's going to work for you.
Yeah, because in some relationships, some people might not think too much of something, and in some other relationships, some people might think of something else. You never know.
Well, and if somebody's got it in their makeup to cheat or to be sending crazy pics in the DM, it doesn't matter how many passwords or login they give you access to, they will find a way around it. Right. So you're exactly right, Gina. It's about the two people and, you know, if my philosophy too is, if you dig long enough, like as a female, I think females are more, I'm not saying that males don't do, but I think,
God, here we go.
And if you dig long enough, you're going to find something.
I wouldn't know anything about that sort of stuff. I mean, I haven't been in any type of investigative. I mean, I have a cut.
Hit the button.
You ready? Why the fuck you lying?
I'm surrounded by a superior security team. I will just say that.
We are surrounded by a security team?
No, they find out stuff quickly, and they probe for information, and they're dead on. Sometimes they need to work a little bit faster, but
the catfish team.
Yeah, they're very, very potent in what they do.
I'm lost.
Yeah.
We'll fill you in, Lisa. Okay.
I was lost too. I was lost and then I was found and shit too. So
he was blind, but he could see.
Yes.
Clearly now the rain is gone.
And then once I found out, I'm like, this is it. I'm not gonna talk this good crazy bitch anymore. This is it. Anyways,
Obstacles are out of the way. No, yeah. But I think it's just because, I mean, there's so much social media out there, and it's dangerous.
Well, it's dangerous because you got some things. You got people, there's people in this world that will intentionally just say stuff. Just to say stuff, not because they're really, really interested, but they're just saying stuff just to turn just like fuck up what you got because they're just miserable themselves, you know?
Right, but what I mean about like social media, I mean, you have, like you were saying, Lisa, that someone's going to find some way to somehow do something somewhere, somehow, in some avenue, and every social media site that there is, there's something in the side road outside of the public part of it. Like, you got Instagram, you got DMs, you got Snapchat, you got, you know, you got Facebook now, you have, I mean, there's just, it's just, yeah,
MySpace still exists. You can still go back and do some digging on MySpace, and some of the things you might find on there will be staggering.
And unfortunately, the problem with social media, one of the negativities about it, is there's so much stimulation into your mind and your eyeballs that happen out there. To one, you think you're missing out on something, so you're trying to figure out what I'm looking for. And then another one, it's like, oh my gosh, look, this person is commenting on my, making me feel so beautiful, kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just so much out there. So,
well, and I think the
password thing or the lock and all that is just another ingredient to going into a direction that's not connecting with your mate. It's just another avenue to somewhere else.
I mean, my phone's currently unlocked and stuff, but I don't have no reason for it to be locked. It's just me.
But not even your kids, like, or maybe not even your kids, but like at work. You probably don't ever leave your phone anywhere.
Oh, hell no. Nah, I leave my phone's on me 24/7, 365. It's not like it's not because I'm hiding anything. It's just I want my phone with me.
Yeah. No, see, I can't carry my phone with me. So, I don't know. What's your take? Like, what do you hear people saying, what their opinions are for that, Lisa?
Well, you know, like, my friend circle is really interesting because my best friend and is married to my brother. He's not my real brother, but he's like my brother. And they have a relationship that they should write a book on how to have a successful marriage, because they do have logins and passwords to everything, but they don't feel the need to use them excessively, but that they've also built that level of implicit trust. You know, they know that no matter what's going on, if he goes out with the fellas or she's out with the girls, then they're not ever going to do anything to disrespect their relationship. So then there's not a need for somebody to be digging through phones and you know, social media or whatever. But you know, I have other friends, you know, here in Dallas.
Has he ever seen dancingbear.com?
I don't know.
What's
dancingbear.com? Well, I'm just saying, you know, he might want to check it out. It might make him think differently and stuff about girls' night out. I'm just saying every time I hear girls, see people like posing girls' night out, I'm sitting there thinking like, dancingbear.com. It's like, well, what it is, I heard about it. A friend told me that it's this site where you know, all these girls, they group up at like these like male strip clubs, you know, and the guy comes out there in a bear costume, and next thing you know, the women are all drunk and excited, and the women are doing things and such, because the girls not out. Well, he's not a bear no more. They took all this bear shit off.
Oh damn.
And what are they doing?
Finding out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop.
I tried until Jesus started laughing. I was doing really well keeping a straight face.
It's like that Tootsie Roll commercial. They're trying to find out how many licks it takes. Man. I don't know.
How many licks it takes?
A one, a two.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious.
But that's a different point. You know, that's no different than the guys going to the strip club, and she's just not in a bear costume.
Well, I guess that's true. I mean, I don't frequent the strip club, so I don't really have much to say about that. Have I been to strip clubs before? Yes, but I don't do that no more. That was like a 20-year-old thing. I mean, I don't care about that crap now. I mean, why pay for
men's
stuff that...
Men's strip clubs are gross.
Huh?
All strip clubs are gross, but men's strip clubs are gross.
Is it because they have a free buffet? How can you dispute that?
It's like, whatever.
My whole thing is and stuff, why pay for something that you can get for free?
It's entertainment.
Why pay for something where you can get entertainment for free?
Yeah, but it's for certain people, it's just not the same. And I'm not, don't say that, don't think I'm like sitting here like frequenting a bunch of strip clubs or anything, because that's not the thing. But for some people, it's just different.
I guess. Or you could just wise up and get yourself a briefcase for that special someone and be like, okay, you're going to open up the briefcase. Okay, you're going to be Wonder Woman tonight. Or you're going to be the Catwoman. Or, I mean, shit, you could be creative if you wanted to be. Not saying that I have a briefcase, but it sounds like a good damn idea, though. It does sound like a good damn idea,
button.
Though. I'm just saying it sounds like it would be a good idea, that's all.
This is Brian.
This is Casper.
Yo, this is ED.
This is Darius Lewis.
This is Troy Hill, and you're listening to the Knights of the Sound Table.
Strip club. Voice and
shit. I'm letting them know that they're listening to the night.
No,
night at the sound table.
We sitting at the table, son.
Yeah. I might also add in that Brian's the only person got a Tinder profile pic and stuff on his thing here.
For dying, man.
How's we gonna get through a podcast, man? Cause we be dying.
Yeah, was that Ric Flair in the background?
we going in the realms that I'm not familiar with. You 50 years old with some skinny jeans. And
I'm not physically designed to wear skinny jeans.
Yeah,
I would need to have like skinny jeans, like a kangaroo pouch down there. Because I couldn't wear them any other kind of way.
KABS. And remember, if you'd like to learn one of life's most valuable secrets, just send $20 to The Announcer in care of this station. And by return mail, you'll receive your very own copy of the exciting 1.5-page book entitled Why You Should Never Send Some Guy $20 Just Because He Asks You To Over the Radio. KABS, where music is our business, and business couldn't be better.
See, you know what, though, Lisa? You made a good point that the key is, one, the trust, obviously. Two, the open communication. And three, like, to actually, like, have that person that you're in love with.
True.
You have to have all three, right?
Well, and I have, you know, my friends that I was telling you about, that they have, you know, and they'll be the first to admit that, you know, that they're not perfect or whatever. But from the outside looking in, but they don't have any secrets. Like, if he's going to go and hang out with the fellas, and it may end up being that they're out until the next morning or whatever, he'll be like, look, I'm going out with the fellas, here's what we're going to do, I'm probably not going to, you know, I'm not going to drive home, I'm not going to try to get an Uber, I'm going to stay wherever they are, you know, and I'll be back tomorrow. Cool.
Can I ask you how long they've been together?
They have been married for 5 years, but they've been together for 10 or 11.
Wow. Hmm. Well, that's good.
And it's still that way.
That's good.
I mean, it's literally, I mean, it will be just, I'm putting all my cards on the table, and it's kind of a take it or leave it kind of thing. And neither one of them, I mean, you know, they're just, now we, you know, there's, I have, like I said, I have other friends where if he says, like, he feels like he almost has to lie about, because she, you know, his wife, my other friend, and his wife, you know, they're, she constantly questions what he's doing and where he's going. And so now he's to the point to where even if he's not doing anything shady, she suspects that he is. And so he will lie to her and tell her that he's working or he's, you know, got to go out of town to see his mom. And it may be literally he's just going to hang out with the fellas and they're going to have a cookout. But because she's always on his ass about stuff, he doesn't feel like he can be honest with her.
Wow.
So do they have passwords? Do they have
lockers? Oh, yeah, no. I guarantee you those phones are not shared.
Yeah, but the thing is, social media is just like, the perception is reality. me and Gina talked about this like a couple of weeks ago. You know, the perception is like, you're talking about like me, for example. You know, people comment and compliment and stuff, and that's fine. That does not dictate and say that I am like a ladies' man or I have women chasing me or anything. You know, I mean, you would assume that, you know, oh, God, he must have women attacking. Oh, shit, ain't nobody attacking Troy. Troy, chilling.
He has no scratch marks.
Yeah, no scratch marks whatsoever. Nothing. Nothing. You know, people act like I'm just sitting there like walking down the streets. Oh, go ahead, ladies. Stop taking back on my silk drawers now.
Oh, God. Stop.
Don't love me like you do. But no, no. I'm working, you know, and I do my job, and I come home, and I do a radio show, and then I sit and watch TV, and I work on creative projects. That's about it.
But I think it also depends on your demeanor. If you put out there, like, okay, I've never had a DM full of D's. Never. Never, 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 never. Never had anybody in my DM saying,
me either.
Like,
me either.
Look
Thank
at
God.
This. Never.
What do you think about this?
Yeah, never.
Sitting on a...
I hope I don't start now. I don't start getting them now.
Spread out.
But
spread
I
out.
I don't get none of that.
Spread out in a Sunday bowl or whatever with whipped cream. And
what do you think about this Sunday?
I would be like, oh, freaking.
Yeah,
this Sunday doesn't have no.
Not pretty anyway. They're just not pretty.
This Sunday doesn't have nuts on it yet.
Oh God.
What?
Is this going in another direction? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it went south really quickly.
I'm just saying.
That escalated quickly.
Well, I mean, but you got to understand about guys. Guys are stupid. I mean, but women are stupid too. Because for the guy, for the stupid guy, you think, I mean, okay, yeah, the guy sent you a picture of his dick, but at the same time, you post sexy shit all damn
man,
day.
You better be asleep.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, you just sent somebody a picture of your Betty Crocker F muscle. Wait, that's not even worse. That's not even better. You just sent a
that
picture.
Way worse.
You just sent a picture of your device to this inset individual, and then, you know, but you're posting pictures showing, you know, cleavage and all that stuff all day. I'm not saying that it's right for the guy to do it, but you kind of put yourself in that position still for some of that stuff to happen.
No, there is a big damn difference in cleavage and the whole entire team. There's a big difference.
I'm not 100% certain on that.
Yeah, I'm 114%.
No, if you're a quarter of an inch from nip in those cleavage pictures that people are posting and stuff, oh, it's just me and a Friday night.
Hey, what's UPS's tagline about the brown?
What can brown do for you?
There's a little brown.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, there's a difference between just like casual cleavage and like a quarter of an inch from the nip. It just is.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
No, there's not.
Listeners,
what do you have to say about this?
They're
still a quarter inch away from the nip. That's not the entire business.
Well, I'm just saying.
And even if it was, there's a difference in the upper business and the lower business on a girl.
True, but it ain't like women don't sit there and send their
doogies.
Yes, they're coolie coo off the people either. I mean, so what's the difference?
Well, in that particular case, there's not.
And there's not a difference.
You can't say that a girl showing cleavage.
Okay, well,
is the same as a guy showing his peen.
Well,
no.
Well, I think it's pretty damn close because if a guy just posts a selfie of himself and all of a sudden he gets coolie coo in his inbox and stuff, how do you justify that for getting the coolie coo? I mean, at least the cleavage and stuff. For some guys, that might be just enough for them to set them off. They'd be like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and click and send. See what I'm saying?
I'm kind of lost in this conversation. I'm kind of like, where do we go?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we started with passwords, and now we're talking about coolie coo and he's in the DM.
Betty Crocker. Betty Crocker.
And what can brown do for you?
Betty Crocker F muscle.
No. I'm definitely using that tomorrow in everyday conversation.
Well, I could say
that. I don't know how yet, but I'm going to do it.
Well, I mean, I'm saying since I'm part of the community, I will say brown can do hell of a lot. Quite a bit.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
And there goes his DM number going up. Going up.
Ping, ping, ping.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm just kidding. There's a whole tribe of coolie coos coming in your DM.
No, no, not at all. Not at all.
Get up, you coolie coo, because Mickey loves you.
You remember that? You remember that, Gina?
Get up, you coolie coo, because Mickey loves you.
You better open your DMs later. Like, you are looking for a snapper to be shooting you, because you don't know what you're going to open in your DMs later.
I don't know what I'm going to open now. At this moment, I don't even know what I'm going to open, so it ain't no damn telling.
You'd be like those baseball players hitting the ground when those bees were chasing them.
Just don't Google chicken lips.
Oh, God.
Hey, sailor. Hey, sailor. Oh, listen to your show. You're talking about coolie coo. Hey, sailor.
Oh, my God.
Here's my coolie coo. What you want to do? Hey, sailor.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid.
I put a 3D filter on it. It's like you're almost there in front.
Ew. Oh, no.
Smell-o-vision.
You put your 3D glasses on. Scratch your screen.
Anyways.
Did you say scratch and squeeze?
I said scratch your screen.
Oh, I thought you said scratch and squeeze. I was like, oh, goodness.
I'm just trying to help people. That's all I'm trying to do.
Oh, God. Don't open up your DMs.
Oh, I hate opening it up sometimes, because sometimes you accept the friend request and all of a sudden, bling, bling, hi. Bling. Hello. Bling, bling. You know, how are you? I mean, yeah, that's irritating as shit.
When people just want to say hello to you?
Well, I just took your friend request. You ain't got something to say hi at that point. I kind of just said hi, accepting your request. But it's just like, you can tell it's fake. So then you end up deleting them and stuff, you know. So, you know, there's like fake accounts all throughout Facebook.
I'm clearly not as popular as you are.
I'm not popular. Trust me.
Hit the button. Hit it. Hit it one more time.
Hit it.
You ready? Why the fuck you lying?
I'm not popular. I don't want to be popular.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the day, I believe we have a product here. It was a radio show, and I believe in said product. I believe in my co-host, and we're trying to provide laughter to the free world. That's it.
Speaking of
laughter.
It was a great show.
You think we could sell T-shirts and say Coolie Coo on them? With like a picture of Mickey in the bottom corner.
Get up, you Coolie Coo! Because Mickey loves you.
I can imagine some coolie cool dragging on the floor. He's like,
He's giving a speech and stuff.
Get up, you coolie cool.
I got this cuff link from Rocky Marciana. So just think about it as like an angel every time you're down. And I'll say, get up, you coolie coo. Because Mickey loves you.
Some of it. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well. Just Us Radio. I'm your host, Troy Hill. Enjoyed that segment with my co-hosts, Miss Gina and Lisa. Lisa, I'd like to thank them. Give them a round of applause. They did a wonderful job this evening. We're just about out of time, but we're going to see you next week only on the Just Us Radio Show podcast. Take care.